American John Peck lost his arms and legs in an explosion in Afghanistan in 2010. But unlike others who suffer such a loss, Peck does not have prosthetic arms. Doctors instead performed a successful double arm transplant operation on Peck. The retired Marine Corps sergeant is now learning to use his replacement arms at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center in Maryland. As Peck learns to use his new arms, he thinks about the family that donated the arms of their dead son.
You know, the first few minutes I was happy, but then I started to think about, you know, my emotions kind of changed, and it changed to the point where I was upset. Like, I was, you know, I knew that somebody died, and it wasn't about me at that minute, it was about the individual that lost their lives.
Transplant operations are not new, and many patients are helped by transplanted organs. John Peck says his situation is different.
So like an organ transplant, it's different. Like they can't see inside of their body, but every day I look down, I'm like, ah, hey, this is somebody else's hand, or you know, this is somebody else's elbow that I'm moving back and forth. But I don't see it as, you know, it's weird. It's just part of my norm now.
Peck wore prosthetics before doctors gave him the replacement arms. The change has been hard, but physical therapists like Anne-Marie Orr say he is making progress.
John and I have been working together for about, what is it, John, a year and a half. And so the progress has been huge. I mean, with just in terms of range of motion in his arms, in terms of his strength and his ability, again, to be more independent with his day-to-day activities.
Physical therapy assistant Alyssa Olson is also working with Peck.
In the time that we've started working together, we're pushing to progressing to use his hands more and more and more, and he's getting function back.
At Walter Reed, there are many patients who have lost their arms or legs on the battlefield. Most receive prosthetics. But Peck agreed to try the transplant. Not everyone thinks transplants are a good idea because of the possibility that the body may reject another person's limb. Patients like Peck must take up to 30 pills a day to stay healthy and stop medical complications.
It was worth it. It was worth it to me. I have goals. I want to be independent. I want to be able to do things for myself.
The operation took 16 hours and involved nearly 60 doctors and medical specialists. It has given John Peck a new life. I'm Susan Shand.